Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it. John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey today speaking at a ceremony, a private ceremony, down at the state capitol honoring John McCain. John McCain's body in his casket with an American flag over it was brought in to the Arizona State Capitol building today. The honor guard brought it into the Capitol. Today was his 82nd birthday.
Yeah.
It's an emotional day today. And it was very hard to watch John McCain's family say goodbye, because this is really the beginning of a few days of memorials and funerals and remembrance. And today we saw Cindy McCain, her first public appearance since her husband's death, accompany his body with their children at the state capitol. And I got to tell you, watching Cindy McCain and Meghan McCain, especially, walking up to the casket was hard to watch today.
Cindy was much more reserved. She lay her head down and her left cheek on the casket itself.
It was so sweet.
Yes.
That's the only word that
and
I can...
And intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so sweet, and she kissed the casket.
Right.
And I think she's physically exhausted.
She should be.
She should be.
Yeah.
You could just see on her face how distraught she is, and she handled it very well today, and it was hard to watch that.
She was reserved. Meghan was visibly upset, and good for her. Good for her to allow that emotion to come out. Good for her to grieve, because a lot of us are grieving. Mm-hmm. And there are people who grieve in silence. There are people who just, as my aunt would say, let it all hang out. And
right.
Good for her for doing that, because we're grieving along with that family. And thank you, McCain family, for allowing us to see that private ceremony, because it was perfect. The perfect tribute, the perfect memorial, whatever you want to say, to that man at that moment. Now, he is lying in state now. There will be a public memorial tomorrow. And, of course, then the body travels to Washington, D.C. But for Arizona and Arizonans, it's important. And I think part of the grieving process is we got to see the private ceremony. And thank you, McCain family, for allowing us to do that.
It shows how strong they are, that they are actually doing this in public. I can't imagine doing any of that in public, let alone in private. And, you know, I got to tell you, I remember, I think for some of us, it kind of brings back maybe one or two memories of our past at, let's say, a funeral. I remember the first funeral I ever went to was my grandpa's funeral. I didn't know what to expect.
And you were how old?
I think it was a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to expect. I was traumatized by the loss, and I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been to a funeral. And all I remember is that I was fine. I was fine until they asked us we're leaving now, and you got to go up to the coffin and say your goodbye. And remember, I'm the oldest of three. I bawled in public in front of everybody. And I didn't expect it. And I wasn't embarrassed. I was surprised. But that's how it hit me. And I'll never forget that. I mean, you know, my brother and my sister will still bring it up. I can't believe how you sobbed. Because I think sometimes the emotion, it sometimes takes a little bit of time to get to that point, and then boom.
And that's may have happened to Meghan.
And you know what? That's good.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, get it out. And certainly, you know, our prayers go out to the McCain family. It's hard to see them go. Put it this way, Mac. It's been hard to watch them go through this in public after the diagnosis, because there's one thing that I will always remember watching Meghan McCain on The View with her father sitting to her right.
That was a couple months ago.
Yeah. And the diagnosis had come out,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking, and he gave her a gift. He gave her a picture, and it had a red ribbon around it, and it was the two of them that were sitting there in Sedona after a hike, and it's, you know, it's, everybody's pretty much seen it. It's the sweetest picture, and she took it, and she tried to explain what they were doing, and she started to cry, and she just said, "I love you, Dad." And I can tell you, looking into John McCain's eyes, this is just me, nothing scared that man, right? But I think he was scared to leave his family, because you could see that in his eyes. He was scared to leave his family. He knew they were going to be okay, but he knew the pain that would happen when he would ultimately leave this earth. So it's hard to watch the McCains go through this, but Arizona is with them, and the country is with them. And I thought, you know, I thought that they were incredibly strong today.
And right now, people have lined up to see. I think since 2 o'clock, they've opened up the rotunda, and people are now paying their respects.
Yep.
And
I'm going to go down there tonight, Mac.
I'm watching.
I want to go see it.
I'm watching on Twitter. People lining up.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people in 106 degree heat.
Yeah.
If you, like Gatos, decide to go down, bring water. They have water down there, but bring water. And expect to wait, you know, because again, there are a lot of people that there. And I'm watching this on Twitter. There are people bringing their children down there, and they're dressed up like it's like they're going to church on Sunday. And one dad says he wants his children to learn how to respect our nation's leaders and learn history. So, you know, the children are dressed in their Sunday best. Mom is in a very nice dress. Dad is in a suit and tie. Good for you.
It's called respect.
Yeah. Good for you, Dad. That is a great lesson to teach your kids. And very well, John McCain deserves respect. And, you know, the people who throw crap out on social media, shame on you. The man is dead. Have some respect.
Again,
there's
nothing else
we can say.
The minority of people, and I think what we've tried to do this week is honor the man. And if you didn't like him and you have something bad to say, you're noise. And we're not listening to you.
Right.
I think that the majority of us with a brain in our head know that the man was a hero, period. We can move on from that. Can I play one more from Doug Ducey here?
I was going to just say, Doug Ducey didn't sign up to be governor to say goodbye to a senator, but boy, did he do a good job.
I thought he was good today.
He was good.
I thought he gave the speech of his life today. Governor Ducey will not be remembered for his speeches. He's not the best speaker
not
in public.
Not most dynamic.
No, he's not Barack Obama.
Correct.
Or... Ronald Reagan. I mean,
right.
Come on.
That's, right.
We're being really tough here. But I thought Ducey was outstanding. And I liked that the governor said something about McCain's mom, who is surviving her son.
What, 106, I think?
106 years old.
Still calls him
Johnny.
You
raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there's no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
It was a big speech for Governor Ducey, and he nailed it. And it was really good, and it was heartfelt. You don't have to be the best speaker, but if you're heartfelt and the people can feel, you know, the love that this man had for John McCain,
yeah,
that's a great speech, and that's what happened today. A flag-draped coffin with John McCain's body in it, obviously lying in state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. That was Big Story 1. We've got Big Story 2, 3, and 4 to go in just a second.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
And so our campaign motto is "From Us, For Us." Why? Because Arizona is looking for leaders who know what it means to struggle. Someone who's ready to serve the working people of Arizona.
That's David Garcia. He will take on Governor Doug Ducey. And they will battle it out. Find out who the governor is, who Arizona votes for in November. Ducey obviously easily winning his primary.
Mm-hmm.
An incumbent governor is not going to lose a primary. David Garcia says, "I'm all about education. I'm all about the struggling worker." Mac, I wonder if, I hate to say this, I wonder if he's all about raising taxes. Because that's what I keep hearing.
Well, that's from the playbook.
I mean,
remember Garcia came out on that first Wednesday, Red for Ed, I think?
Yep.
And wasn't the plan to give a 20% raise? Well, the only way you're going to do that is to raise taxes. Now, we don't know how he would do
raise
that.
Taxes.
But 20% in 1 year was Garcia's plan.
Got it.
That would encompass raising taxes on people. We'll find out how far David Garcia will go to the left, how far Ducey will go to the right.
Ducey invite in Donald Trump?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Because again, this moderates and independents will actually vote in the next governor. How far to the extremes do you go in order to get votes, and how dirty will this get? I've got a feeling, you know, the GOP is worried that there is a Trump backlash or a Trump effect. Now, Ducey has done a pretty good job of walking that fine line of not saying too much, not getting himself into trouble, not aligning himself wholly with Donald Trump. Garcia is going to have to pick him apart, but it's going to be tough picking him apart when the economy is strong. He listened to Red for Ed and immigration. Doug Ducey's tough on immigration.
Yeah. It'll come down to education, though. Which governor is going to make a better argument?
For education.
Yeah. Yeah. Doug Ducey can make an argument, and so can Garcia. Which one will be better?
Right.
I think that's how the election's going to go. Whichever guy can make a better argument for education will win. All right. Right now you're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour. We take the first 20 minutes. We bring you 4 big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
This is how I see this campaign. It's a choice between a doer and a talker, between a patriot and a protester.
Martha McSally last night, she was victorious on the Republican side. It will be Martha McSally, the Republican, versus the Democrat Kyrsten Sinema for Jeff Flake's Senate seat. And it is clear right from the beginning that Martha McSally is going to, how do I say this? She's going to say, I'm the patriot, she's the protester, I'm the gritty one, she's like the Hollywood glitz type.
Yeah. You're going to have two women attacking each other, not just on issues, but women...
Clothes.
Let's just be real. Clothes, hair, style, whatever you want to say. This is going to be a very different Senate race.
I am as impressed as anyone that my opponent brags that she owns over 100 pair of shoes. I, on the other hand, have over 100 combat missions serving our country.
I will say this, though. We saw this with Hillary Clinton. Don't yell. Yelling puts people off. Kyrsten Sinema doesn't yell. And I don't mean that as a, you know, when you're out on the campaign trail, and remember Hillary was infamous for this,
yeah,
of almost not being able to hear herself, so she'd come off like this.
Yeah, but we've also had Martha McSally in studio, and off the air, she has a loud voice.
She is intense.
She is
there
very
is
intense.
There is a very intense woman. But notice Kyrsten Sinema in her ads has not mentioned Democrat or a D after her name at all,
and we'll see if
that's a smart move.
Is Sinema going to get into the mud with McSally?
Correct.
Because McSally is already there.
Correct.
She's ready to go. Oh, yes.
Saying she wore a tutu after 9/11.
My opponent is someone who is left of the Pelosi Democrats, who is a Green Party activist. She protested our troops in a pink tutu. She called to shut down Luke Air Force Base.
All right. So
it's going to get nasty.
That one's going to be brutal.
Yeah. But it's also historic. This is the first time in Arizona history a woman will be in the Senate, in Congress.
And I'd like to congratulate both women.
From Arizona.
I think both women are good human beings. I like both of them. I think one of them will represent Arizona well. I think McSally is tough, and I think Sinema is going to get a lot of Republican votes. So we'll obviously, that's going to be the big matchup. You're listening to the Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
It's that old saying, you know, in politics, you never say never. I don't think I will, but who knows? But I will be active.
Please just say never, Joe Arpaio.
He can't. He
finished in third place. Got pasted yesterday by Martha McSally. He should never run again. I mean, listen, this guy has had a run. He had a very good run early. He was a good sheriff for a while. And then I don't know what happened to the guy. But he started pulling people over who had brown skin. He cost Arizona millions. He's a disgrace now to Arizona. He lost badly yesterday. He lost badly to Paul Penzone a few years ago. Listen, Joe Arpaio needs to just quit. He's 86 years old. Nobody wants to vote for you anymore. So just stop. Stop. You didn't want to really run here anyway. And you didn't run, really, if you think about it. On day one of your campaign, you basically never did anything.
He didn't really do anything to want people to say, hey, I want to vote for this guy.
Yeah.
Also, Don Shooter will not return.
Yeah.
Paul Mosley will not return.
Don Shooter, sexual harassment. He booted lost out last night. As you said, Mosley, the guy was going 140 and bragging about it. To cops.
I have a legislative immunity.
He lost. And we're still waiting to see if Diane Douglas, superintendent of public instruction, she's currently in third place. They're still counting the votes. That could be a big incumbent to lose. And then we'll pop the champagne on that one.
There you go.
Because I don't like Diane Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that. I honestly think she's a lovely woman. She's terrible at her job and deserves to lose. How does that sound?
That sounds a lot better.
Okay. The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, coming up next, it's a moment that she'll never forget. At the Arizona State Capitol, the private ceremony honoring Senator John McCain. That story is next.
KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos, remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Today started a week of somber events honoring the life and legacy of Senator John McCain. The body of the late senator is lying in state right now at the Arizona Capitol. Earlier today, there was a private ceremony, and one of our reporters, Griselda Zatino, was down there covering it. And Griselda came back to the station and started talking about what it was like to be down there and started telling us and describing to us what exactly happened. And we thought it was really a great insight, and so we want to talk to her about her experience.
Because the ceremony, I mean, you saw Cindy McCain go to the casket to say goodbye, you know, John McCain's sons and daughters, Meghan McCain, and it was very emotional. It was very, very sad.
Yeah, so Griselda joins us now. Thank you for coming into the studio and sharing this with us.
You were in the room, right?
Yeah, so they had the media up on the third floor, and okay, everybody else was on the first floor.
And one of the things that really surprised me was what you were allowed to do before the ceremony?
It was after the ceremony.
After the ceremony.
Yeah, so we were allowed to be on the third floor for the entire ceremony. And after it was finished, they pulled us into a room, told us to wait there for a couple minutes until everybody was escorted out. By then, they came to get us, and we were allowed to go downstairs and pay our respects ourselves, so which I thought was really neat. It's such an honor. I didn't expect for us to be able to, you know, be given that honor. So we went downstairs, started, you know, at one by one, everybody got a chance to say their goodbyes. A lot of reporters were able to touch the casket. When it was my turn, I did get a little emotional. Senator John McCain, such a big figure, someone that I had been covering for a number of years. And so to be able to be there and touch the casket myself was quite an emotional moment for me as well. And
I'm sure.
I didn't expect to get emotional at the time, but it was an emotional moment.
If you pull the curtain back a little bit, reporters, and you're a reporter, you're not necessarily supposed to be emotional.
Now, right.
Mac and I are not reporters or journalists or anything. We could be emotional all day long.
I cry all the time.
He cries all the time, especially now he has two kids.
That's right.
I think that was a wonderful thing that they let you do. Now, I'm going to go down later tonight because I would like to pay my respects to the senator. I knew the guy for 20 years. Mac and I are friends with his daughter, Megan, for 10. What was it like to be in that room?
Mm-hmm.
And there's John McCain's casket, and there is the American flag over it, and a ceremony, by the way, that was at times gut-wrenching, I thought, just very emotional, and watching Meghan weep and watching Cindy, you know, go up to the casket and kiss it. I mean,
right,
you're in that room, and you're facing the legend who is lying in state.
Yes, from up above, looking down, his casket covered in the American flag was right in the center of our state seal. It was just a very, just a very inspiring moment to see. When I was, you know, watching the family, I felt like I wanted to look away sometimes because just seeing how emotional they were getting,
so private,
a very
so
private
personal
moment. And to be able to be there for that was just, it was a honor to be there.
But uncomfortable at the same time.
Yes, definitely.
Griselda Zatino joins us, KTAR news reporter. She was down at the Rotunda where there was a private ceremony earlier today The former senator of Arizona, John McCain, is lying in state. You are encouraged to go down today until 8 p.m. But Griselda, you made a connection down there that you said didn't really hit you until later in the ceremony. What was that?
Right. So after I paid my respects, I was walking out and it just kind of hit me that that was the same spot where I had interviewed. Actually, the last time I had interviewed Senator John McCain, he was running for re-election at the time. I was writing a story about his outreach to Latinos. And so I interviewed him as we were walking out in the Rotunda area, and it just kind of hit me that, wait a minute, this is the last place where I was able to interview him, and now I'm here paying my respects to him, and it just hit me, and it was an emotional moment for me.
Well, thanks for sharing the story.
Thank you.
Griselda Zedino was down there earlier today, and it was a private ceremony. Only certain people were, you know, I guess invited.
Correct.
And I say it's private, but still, everybody saw it on television, on radio, and all that.
Tomorrow will be the public
ceremony. Yeah. There is a long line downtown at the Arizona State Capitol.
Right.
There are people that want to go in and pay their respects and walk by the casket of John McCain with the American flag draped over it.
And so far, 12 people have been treated for heat-related illnesses because it's, 105, 106?
Who's down there? Who's waiting in line? Ali Vetner is there, KTAR reporter. She's got a couple of really, really incredible people that she's spoken to over the last couple hours. She's going to join us next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
John McCain today lying in state at the state capitol. At about 2 o'clock this afternoon, people were allowed to pay their respects to the senator from Arizona. The line has gotten longer. There are many people down at the state capitol right now, and so is KTAR news reporter Ali Vetner. She is there, too. Ali, kind of set the scene for us. How many people do you think are there? The line is long. We know that it's hot down there. How are people dealing with the heat?
You know, I actually just did a little lap around Wesley Bowen Memorial Plaza to kind of get a better view of how many people are waiting in line. They have the line starting at 17th Avenue and Van Buren, and it's wrapping all the way around up to 15th Street or 15th Avenue down around Jefferson and looping in front of the Capitol. So I have no estimate exact count, but there's thousands passing through here.
Wow. Ali Vetner is joining us in downtown Phoenix at the Arizona State Capitol. Have you spoken? I know you've spoken to many different people. Can you bring us a couple of those stories?
Yeah, I got down here earlier this afternoon, and just as people are passing by, they have plenty of tents out for people to kind of hang in the shade while they're waiting to get into the Capitol. And I spoke to an older gentleman earlier this afternoon that just really struck me. He was very emotional, as most people are out here, but he was telling me he had a proud Democrat shirt on, and he was saying, I've always been a Democrat, but I've always had such a fond respect for Senator John McCain and how he could always reach across the aisle and work in a bipartisan way. I have a little quote from him, a soundbite that I'll play for you guys.
I thank him for saving the Affordable Care Act for all Americans. I applaud him for asking Congress and the Senate to go back to regular order, work together. He was unique, and I'm proud to be here for him.
So you can obviously hear how emotional he was, and it was very sweet, and it was very genuine to see this older man out here braving the 105 degree heat to come out here and support a senator he tells me he's never voted for.
That's what, you know, you do hear that a lot. That's interesting. Ali Vetner's joining us, KTAR News.
Ali, we know that some people, not everybody is from the Valley down there. There are people across the state. Have you talked to anybody from out of state? Anybody from that's traveled in the country in order to be here today?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of people that I've spoken to that are from California, and they came out here just for this week's events. And I even spoke to a woman earlier this morning. Her and her husband flew in from the Philippines, and they said they have family and friends here in Arizona, but they've always had a very strong tie, and they just have always felt very loyal and obligated to Senator John McCain, and they wanted to come down here. And they were mostly here for the motorcade tomorrow. They wanted to line the streets with Philippines flags and Arizona flags, but they came out here and they were waiting in line early this morning.
John McCain is lying in state, the Arizona State Capitol. You can go down there and you can pay your respects to the senator. Ali Vetner's joining us, KTAR News from downtown. A lot of parents are bringing their children. Is that correct?
Yeah, I spoke to a mom earlier this morning that homeschools her children, and she was like, this is the perfect opportunity to bring my kids down here and teach them some parts of history. And they were young kids. I mean, it was earlier, so it wasn't as hot out. But, I mean, right now I'm looking at the line, and school's obviously out. It's the afternoon. There's plenty of parents down here with children, and it's sweet to see these kids just dressed in American flags and holding flags. And, I mean, they're learning history, and they're experiencing history right now.
Ali, we know that John McCain is lying in state at the state capitol, I think, until 8 o'clock tonight. If people get in line, will they still be able to see him after 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I spoke with some DPS officers earlier, and from my understanding, they were instructed by the McCain family that everyone that's standing in line, until there's no one in line, the doors will remain open.
Oh, okay, okay. So this could go way into the night.
Definitely. That's at least my understanding.
Ali Vetner, KTAR News reporter down at the state capitol now. Thank you so much, Ali. We certainly appreciate it. Ali mentioned people from the Philippines. There are Vietnamese people as well. We have a vibrant, great Vietnamese community here in Arizona. They have gathered as well, of course, because John McCain was held in a North Vietnamese POW camp. So that connection as well. It's just amazing how many, it's amazing, but it's not surprising how many people and ethnicities this man touched, because he would come in and talk to us about people he met in Bahrain one week, and then he'd be in Egypt the next, and then he'd be over in the Philippines the next week, and then he'd be, I mean, you talk about a world traveler and a man who just loved people and loved to help people. That was the senator.
One other observation about the number of people that are downtown waiting to, you know, go in and pay their respects to the senator. Let me tell you this. This helps the McCain family. This is his home state. This is their home state. They are in Arizona. They have had a tough morning. They have a tough year. And to see the outpouring of love for this man is helping the family. So if you are going down there, I think you're doing a really good thing. I think that the McCains, you know, my guess is that they see this and they see the long lines. That only gives them a warm feeling. It does.
Especially when they say, I've never voted for the guy.
Right,
I'm a Democrat,
right.
But yeah. I want to show up and pay my respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And people are showing up. And I think, you know, I really believe this. I think they're doing it to honor John McCain, but I think you can also do it to honor the family who's really been through a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a brutal year for them. I mean, knowing that the diagnosis was going to result in death most likely in a year, a calendar year, and they've had to publicly go through this. The fact that many of you are going down there, you are taking your children, you are being kind, you are being polite, and you're waiting in line patiently. And I think the family sees this, and I think that's wonderful. I think that's a way that maybe can put a smile on some of their faces during just an absolutely very, very difficult time that they're going to have, obviously, you know, for the next 4 or 5 days, as there are funeral services and memorials that will continue to cover for John McCain. But I think it's it shows Arizona is showing up.
And notice the McCain family has said, doesn't matter how long the line is, let people in.
Yeah.
If people want to see him, go ahead. It's not constricted to a time limit. That speaks volumes as well.